You're listening to SBS News.
More than 70 homes have already been destroyed in a major bushfire burning out of control in the Perth Hills of Western Australia. So far, there have been no reports of any deaths. The Wooraloo fire started on Monday and has burned through more than 8,000 hectares of land. Authorities say firefighters faced less severe conditions overnight, but the Bureau of Meteorology says the weather is unlikely to improve for a few days. Fire and Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says there's currently no evidence of lives lost, but more properties are likely to be destroyed. He says the need for evacuation in the face of the bushfire is greater than the need for quarantining due to COVID-19.
The most important thing is the preservation of life. And so if you're quarantining and you're required to evacuate, you should just evacuate. What we don't want is indecision from people about whether they should evacuate or not when we require them to evacuate. So that evacuation overrides any quarantining requirements that people may have.
Will and his family evacuated from the Vines area after getting a text from the DFES in the early hours of the morning. He says as they left their home and headed for the evacuation point at Browns Park, it was obvious that the situation was serious.
Oh, it was looked pretty bad. Like this, you couldn't see the sun, the choppers, and the noise was quite loud from all the choppers and the fire engines, and there was ash falling from the sky more than what we would normally have in Allenbrook. Like, it was charred black little twigs and leaves. So yeah, it looked pretty serious, so we thought to get out as soon as possible.
A smoke alert has been issued for the Perth metropolitan area, and residents who develop respiratory symptoms are being urged to get tested for COVID-19 as a precaution due to the regional lockdown. Commissioner Clem says weather conditions on Perth's outskirts may not improve until the weekend, with the potential of some rain on Sunday. In the meantime, the area would endure warm weather with strong winds and low humidity. He says the blaze remains a threat to homes and lives.
We've got some challenging conditions ahead. I think certainly milder in terms of temperature, and then the effects of the cyclone will make its presence felt later in the week. And so while we may have slightly cooler temperatures, we will be dealing with stronger winds. And so some difficult times ahead.
He says the area most at risk at the moment is the suburbs of Shady Hills and Bullsbrook in the northwest of the affected area. Commissioner Clem says it's a significant challenge to firefighters.
That northwest corner of the fire is extremely difficult to control in incredibly steep terrain. We're unable to get earth-moving equipment in there. We've been using both large air tankers and fixed-wing water bombers to lay retardant lines in that area. Late last night and then also into this morning, but just before we've come to this press conference, a telephone warning system has been released for Shady Hills Estate and the greater part of Bullsbrook. People in those areas, now is the time to enact your bushfire plan.
He says if people are not prepared, they should leave immediately. West Australian Premier Mark McGowan says the state has never faced two crises like this.
Western Australia is currently in the midst of an unprecedented situation. We're fighting disasters on two fronts, the devastating bushfires and the COVID-19 pandemic. This is a situation the likes of which we have never seen before. A full lockdown and raging bushfires. It is frightening and it will test us all.
Meanwhile, the federal government is launching disaster recovery payments of $1,000 for property owners affected by the fires in Western Australia. Emergency Management Minister David Littleproud says the government will be ready to provide further help to Western Australian authorities where needed. Alan Lee, SBS News.